Steve River Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. Greatly appreciate your support. You can always find out more, like I said, at stevegruber.com, where you can read Liberty Page every day. Brand new articles all the time. And currently, the question on the Facebook page, viewership for the television version of the Olympics down 49%. Now, why do you think that is? Lots of responses. Lots of responses. Going to go to the Common Sense Hotline, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966, the number for you to write down in the dust on your dash. Jack wrote it down. He is in Toledo, Ohio. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Good to talk to you again. I'm concerned about the high viral load of COVID and the people who have received the COVID vaccine. There was an article the other day that said that they have a higher viral load than the people who have gotten sick naturally, and that some of these people who have been vaccinated are actually possibly causing the spread of COVID. There have been some articles in various newspapers about how 27 people in Tennessee have died of breakthrough deaths, 49 in New Jersey, 62 in California, 43 in Texas. And then if you look at the big cities, 94 New Yorkers have died of COVID breakthrough, and 159 people in Chicago have died of COVID breakthrough.
Right. I've seen these cases all the time. Now, what do you make of it? I mean, I follow Alex Berenson. I have from the beginning. I started following him on Twitter, a former New York Times writer who has been on top of this for a very long time, who says a lot of the things that you're saying, that we need to be concerned about the efficacy of the vaccines and whether or not they even work. If you look at Israel, they now have massive amounts of breakthrough infections. Iceland is going back into lockdown, even though 85% of the adults in Iceland are fully vaccinated. And so as a result of that, you have to question whether the vaccines are doing much at all, don't you?
Well, what I'm concerned about, in addition to these numbers, is that the inventor of the mRNA technology that was used to create two of the three vaccines was recently on the War Room. And what he said was that the people who came up either with the virus or the vaccine, I'm not exactly sure, but it's probably pretty close to one and the same, that the people who came up with the vaccine, when they put the stem cells in, the spike proteins in, they put in the spike proteins that cause a reaction so that the body automatically tries to fight off the COVID. But they also put in some deleterious aspects of the spike protein or proteins, which are causing the Delta variant.
Right.
That's my interpretation of what he said.
Well, what you've raised here, and here's the concern, is that there are a lot of questions out there. People trying to get the answers. I appreciate the call very much. A lot of questions out there because there's a lot of things going on that we were told wouldn't happen. We were told that if you got the vaccine, your illness would be mild. That's true, I guess, for many that have had breakthrough infections. But for others, the outcome is no better than if they had not gotten the vaccine at all. And so there are a lot of questions out there. Meanwhile, 9 new billionaires have been minted on this planet as a result of the COVID-19 vaccines. That's true. Big Pharma cashing in big. By the way, Big Pharma also protected from any lawsuits, at least in this country. No matter what happens, they're protected. The Trump administration did that. I don't think I agree with that necessarily, because if you created something and put it out there too fast, then what? But they've made a tremendous amount of financial gain as a result, which I don't hold against them. Don't get me wrong. But I want to know that what you put forth is working. That's why it's an emergency use authorization only. Which brings us back to the question being put forth by unions and others in this country saying, whoa, we don't want our members to be forced to take the vaccine. My body, my choice type approach. But you've got the president out there, Joe Biden, chastising people, giving the impression somehow that Trump supporters are refusing to get the vaccine. Well, the fact of the matter is, a lot of Trump supporters got the vaccine. A lot of anti-vaxxers are left of center, not right of center. Let's do our homework and know the truth before we just spew nonsense. But if I had that ability, I could shut down CNN, the New York Times in a moment. Stop spewing nonsense. Remain tethered to the facts. We'd be in a lot better shape. Good conversation. As if you don't have enough to worry about, I want to bring one more thing to your attention before we go to the break this hour. And the headline is that China is buying up American farms. Are you surprised? you shouldn't be, hundreds of thousands of acres being bought up by China. Mike Pence saying this, America cannot allow China to control our food supply. I agree with that. I know there are a lot of you out there that think Mike Pence is a bad guy. Mike Pence spent 4 years as the most unwavering defender of Donald Trump, who defended his policies and his Twitter comments and everything else. Mike Pence never wavered, never missed a talking point, was on point for policy for that administration for 4 years. And no, he didn't change the Electoral College, but I'm not convinced that he had the power to do so. I know I'll get some mail on that. Go to SteveGruber.com, drop me some notes. We'll talk about it. SteveGruber.com, drop me some notes. But Mike Pence is right about this, and that is that allowing China to buy up American farmland is wrong. Billions of dollars worth, and even though it's a small portion of 900 million acres of total farmland in America today, any is too much in my estimation. I think it questions our national security, because if you interrupt supply chains to food, then you run into real problems. Supply chains to food must be defended every day, all the time. This part of the program, speaking of food, brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. American farmers putting food on your table. PatriotFoods.com. Go there today. You can get American fruits and vegetables. It's produce that comes from American farms only. You can get a great steak. You can get Amish meats and cheeses to build the best sandwich you've had, maybe ever. All right, it's all there for you. PatriotFoods.com. I know you want to check it out, so go ahead and do that. We're going to take a quick break now. I'm Steve Gruber. Some final thoughts on this hour after the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The Tigers are back home tonight, ready to welcome Baltimore for a four-game series and then the AL Eastern Division leading Red Sox. Detroit lost its way on the road for a period of time, but they've won 9 straight at Comerica Park and are an impressive 28-22 in their home park this year. Bear with them if it takes them some time to get going on the 7-game homestand. Wednesday's finale in Minnesota lasted over 4 hours, featured 31 runs, 31 hits, 401 pitches, and saw the Twins belt 7 home runs. The Tigers scored a season-high 17 runs, first time they've scored that many runs without the benefit of a homer since 1961. They will brag about their third straight winning month and are climbing in the division, continuing to give Tigers fans hope.